Biggs and Barr Show.
How about some mac and cheese on tap?
Like the meal?
Yeah.
Like what is it, just pour
what
out
else?
Of a...
What else?
Like
what
not
else
in your be? House.
Yeah. You want some mac and cheese on tap?
Well, when you say mac and cheese on tap, the first thing I think is just cheese mixed with water and people are drinking it.
No, that's disgusting.
Okay.
No.
There was
okay.
a rumor going around online yesterday that Stouffer's...
Great stuffing, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was developing an actual mac and cheese dispenser. Kind of like you would, like a condiment thing, like for ketchup or mustard or whatever. Something you get like at a baseball diamond. So you'd put it on your hot dog. And
but it, like the noodles would, but yeah. The noodles are gonna go.
Yeah, actual macaroni noodles would be all over your hot dog.
You do that really well.
Thank you.
You really do that. Yeah. It's one of your skills. You should put that on a resume.
I know the sound noodles make when they're all cheesy and moist.
So it was a report out of Cleveland tweeted about it apparently, and then some news stations picked it up, and then a tweet got pulled down. Some guy made a picture of what it might look like they did a rendering of it, and it basically just looks like...
It looks pretty good.
Looks like a pop dispenser.
Or a coffee dispenser, maybe.
But mac and cheese comes out of it.
Like, when I initially heard it, I thought, well, that's disgusting. And then I saw the picture of it, and I'm like, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Now, it would be cooked, obviously. Like, it would be warm still, is what I mean.
Well, it's like a macaroni and cheese salad you get at in those boxes at the grocery
store. Sure.
Which is not my favorite.
No, it's not the best of the
but
mac
it would
and
be
cheeses.
Warm, right?
Yeah, yeah. It'd be a warm
like
version.
How big does this come out? Like how big is this tube? Like a slushy or a slurpee? Like you know what I mean?
It's like
you
a typical nozzle.
You
like
pull the holder one way.
Yeah, the holder is like a big elbow noodle.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's literally like a
Yeah,
like a tap.
Yeah, like you would pour a beer.
Like how big is the
nozzle?
Nozzle, thank you.
Is that the
you.
Word you're looking
yes,
for?
Thank you.
Enough for probably at least one, maybe two noodles at a time to come out.
That's it.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, but it would pour like in a stream, like ketchup, right? So you could direct it. It makes sense.
How much pressure would have to be, though? Because this thing would be getting jammed all the time with
that would be one of the issues, too. And then if the pressure built up, and then, you know, if you've ever tried to squeeze a ketchup thing near the end of the bag of the ketchup in the, you know, the commercial
sure,
things,
yeah, yeah.
All over the place, right? Yeah. So you'd have macaroni and cheese going like...
It's really good.
That's disgusting. Yeah. How is anyone excited about this?
I wasn't until I saw the picture. And I thought, if I was at a place, like if I went to, you know,
you
go see a Sens game or whatever, and I went to get a hot dog or whatever's there, and I saw the mac on tap, I'd be like, I'm trying this. I absolutely would try it. I like to try new things.
I'd be very cautious. I'd put a little bit on the side first. Give her the old.
I'd put it right on the hot dog. The hot dog appeals to me, though. They have it on pizza here. And then
pizza?
I don't like that.
Get out of here. What's happening?
Ever had macaroni and cheese pizza?
No.
No.
It's not great.
What does it sound like again?
Oh. Yummy.
All right. Well, yeah.
Let me eat that.
Nothing official yet, but.
No. But I would try it.
Yeah.
Let that be known. Put me on record. I'll try it.
let it be known.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
So it's time for another drunk podcast.
It is.
One of my favorite segments we do.
Unfamiliar with what drunk podcast is where Jamie finds a segment of our show from this previous week that he feels if he slows it down so we sound hammered, it's entertaining for all. Now, what is today's segment?
Today's segment is about a footbridge.
Okay.
That is not even built, but the city put forth a lot of money just to decide if they should build the footbridge.
4 years.
Well, what an interesting drunk podcast. Not only is it going to be super hilarious because we sound drunk, but it's also a hot button issue.
Yeah, it is. Hot button. Hot button. Here's today's edition of Drunk Podcast.
Here's a classic Ottawa story.
Okay.
It's been at least 4 years in the planning stage. Now there will be a public consultation.
You have to finish.
For our Rideau River footbridge. Now get this. The federal government earmarked $750,000 for a study into the idea in 2016.
Come on.
$750,000 for someone to go, hey, should we have a butter bridge there?
Oh. Everything about that is so Ottawa.
So,
there shouldn't be a whole bunch of letters.
You think
of,
they would have been made a decision by now? $750,000.
Yeah, to decide. That's not even to build it.
No, just to decide.
They should build a bridge
for some person to walk out there and go. You know what? That'd probably be useful for people. Or not worth it. They can go this way. $750,000.
That should be the example used for anyone that wants anything from the government for the rest of time.
Oh, my God.
You won't give my son funding for his autism, but you'll give someone $750,000 take 4 years to decide whether or not you should put a footbridge over this river?
So think about it.
I laugh so I do not cry.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Very, very true statement sometimes. There you have it.
We have instant answer question time coming up.
You can ask about that footbridge if you want more questions.
Text us anything you want. 762-555.
Like, hey, is it a two-way footbridge?
Oh, wouldn't that be crazy?
Is there a medium in the middle?
It's a one-way footbridge.
Is it paved?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
or
is it could
wood?
Be wood.
Could be
could
a
be
wooden
rope.
Footbridge. Could be a rope bridge. That would be the best. Take 4 years like and $750,000 decide to put in a rope
bridge. Like an old Indiana Jones style rope bridge.
All right.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on Shay 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What type of exercising are you guys doing to stay in tip top shape?
I don't believe I'm staying in tip-top shape.
No, I'm definitely not in my tip-top shape.
No.
I've been in some home workouts, but I mean, like, nothing. It's basically just to sort of hang on and maintain as much, like, as you know, so that when the gyms open up again, I can...
Like, I've been in worse shape.
Get back in there.
But I've also been in better shape. So.
Yes, that's a fair that's a fair assessment. Yes.
Also, I find myself caring less about that.
Right.
Yeah,
I just don't have to buy all new clothes again.
Right, that's fair enough.
Because I lost all that weight, and then now I'm like on my like the top end of my clothing. It's like
what is Jamie's favorite stuffed animal, and does he still have it?
I had a
big ear teddy.
No, not big ears teddy. Okay. No. I had a bunny that I was given the day I was born.
A bunny,
just from my uncle, and it's in a Rubbermaid. It's all I still have it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you sleep with it?
I do now.
In the Rubbermaid, though?
Yeah. Just bring the Rubbermaid to bed.
Don't want to ruin it, right?
No.
Yeah, no. All right. What word or saying from the past do you think should make a comeback? We like all the old descriptions of bad behavior, like tomfoolery or shenanigans. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or
those are good.
Yeah, buffoonery.
Uh-huh.
Those are some of my favorites.
Dang nabbit.
Yeah. Holy snapping crap is another one I haven't heard in a long time that I enjoy saying from time to time.
All right.
When Jamie says,
I've never heard such buffoonery in my life.
Christ on a cracker is another good one.
I like that.
Any of those old timey sounding ones. Sure. Like, yeah.
What do you guys think of the Jeep Gladiator? I don't mind it. I kind of like it. I think it's really expensive for what it is.
It's quite expensive for what it is. I like Jeeps, but I don't know. I think I understand why the box on the back of it is as big as it is.
Yeah, so you can carry stuff.
Yeah, because it'd be pointless to even have one. But if they had like a normal size, like a shorter, stubbier one, it would visibly look better.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But it would make no sense. Like, you better carry this glass of juice around. Like, you'd have no... What? I know you wouldn't have any
like
juice
a,
left.
Yeah. Like an Explorer, what's the X-Track?
Oh,
or
right,
whatever, yeah, with the tiniest
sport
little...
Track, the sport
is
track.
Is that what it was? Sport
yeah,
track,
yeah.
The they used to, Jeep used to make the Comanche years ago. It was just a pickup truck.
Yeah.
A two-door pickup truck. And they're hard to find.
No, I like them, though. They grew on me a bit. When they first came out, I was like, eh. But now I'm digging them. Do you want... What? Work? No. What do you... What? Oh, how do you think they tell designated ugly people in movies? Like, how do you think they tell them, like, you're going to be the ugly person?
Yeah.
I think like, when people are making that kind of money, they don't care. You think Steve Buscemi cares when they're like, hey, get the ugliest guy we know to who can still act.
For sure. Listen, as someone who has auditioned for many commercials in the past and never got one of them, if someone said to me, we want you to be the ugly guy, I would have been, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, how much you paying?
Absolutely,
yep.
I'd be the ugly guy.
What was the breaking point? What made you stop doing it again? What was it?
Oh, I auditioned for a commercial where I didn't have to say any words, but I just had to eat a piece of chocolate. And apparently I didn't eat the well enough, or I guess I didn't look the way that... So I was like, you know what? I don't need this in my life. I don't need this rejection. I get lots of voice work. I don't need to be on TV.
So. Is Chris Stone Cold Steve Austin's younger brother? Yes. Bald men with facial hair are all related to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Expand your references for bald guys with facial hair. I look nothing like Steve Austin.
It could
Austin.
Be like Paul Giamatti.
Yes.
John Malkovich.
Yes. Uh-huh. All those much closer to how I actually appear. Sinbad, the stand-up comedian, looks more like I do.
Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade.
Settle down now. Now you're just being mean. Stone Cold.
Ben Kingsley.
I only watch wrestling. I don't know any other bald guy. Even Goldberg looks more like me than Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
It's true. Wow.
Never worn a leather vest. In my life without a shirt underneath it.
I've seen you wear a leather vest.
I have seen you wear a leather
That's
vest.
It's a riding
too.
Vest. It's different, though.
Do it this year without a shirt on.
He's going to.
Huh? And I'm just bang two beers together over my face. Give someone the stunner and be on my way.
Yeah. What a legacy.
Shut up. That is it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, the Prime Minister says that Canadian companies are now producing so much personal protective equipment for COVID-19. We're basically nearing the point of being self-sufficient. So
nice.
That's good. So
that's
if
good
a
news.
Second wave comes around.
Sure, someone will find a reason to complain about that, too.
Yeah, but, absolutely. You
know, why have we made too much of it now? Someone should have this.
Why? Why did they do it before?
Full service resumes on the LRT on Monday. They've been shutting it down to complete maintenance and to fix issues.
Don't.
So summer weekday service returns to bus routes on Monday as well. What?
It's not going
to
happen now. You should have said nothing.
Well, I didn't
now that
make
you
up
said
the story.
Full service was coming.
That's what they said.
Eight wheels are going to fly off into a platform. Stop it.
There will be free transit service on Wednesday next week for Canada Day, even though all the festivities are online.
What?
Yeah.
Don't get it.
They do say there could be additional shutdowns this summer so they can complete the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course there will be.
There will always be shutdowns.
Yeah.
There will always be work.
Do you want to hear kind of a nice story? I mean, it's a sad story, but it's a nice story.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was a young guy from Ottawa. His name's Liam Dara. And he was born with a rare genetic disorder called Prader-Willi syndrome.
Okay.
But since he was a little kid, he was always infatuated with garbage trucks. So when they would drive past his house... He'd come out and the garbage collectors would like, you know, fist bump
him. I think
I
saw a viral video of one of the times he was doing that a while ago.
They throw garbage in the truck. And well, unfortunately, Liam passed away.
Oh.
But the management team of Ottawa's waste management
unit
will be driving by his house at 10 o'clock this morning. So just to do like a little drive-by for his mom.
For his mom. That's nice.
That's really nice. A nice thing, you know.
Is there anything worse than losing a kid? Like, I feel it, especially when they battle something like that for so long.
So I thought that was a nice story.
It is. Good maybe, on you, garbage folk.
Maybe, you know, when people feel like complaining about stuff, maybe they'll think of that and go, eh, maybe I won't complain today.
They you still know? Will, but they'll wait will. For a little bit. Yeah. They'll wait for they'll hesitate. About it. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that was a nice, that's great. No. A nice thing
I mean,
to,
not nice, obviously. That
no, not obviously kid, not nice but. That he passed, but a nice thing that they're doing to honor the kid's memory. Anyway, mix of sun and cloud today, high at 27. Then tomorrow, maybe some showers in the morning, maybe a thunderstorm. 25, feeling more like 31. That's why the thunderstorm. And then Sunday, maybe shower, maybe not. High 23. Right now it is 15, and that's the latest.
CHEZ-FM is Shea 106 in Ottawa, the capital of rock and the home of the Biggs and Barr Show.
And from time to time, you may have heard on this program, we get calls from our boss, our boss Adam. Now he leaves the messages on the Dougie line, which is 613-216-3849. Because more often than not, we don't answer the phone when we see he's calling.
Yeah. So he's just resorted to leaving it on our answering machine, usually inspiring messages.
Right.
I mean, he comes from a good place. He does. He does.
Yeah, he sure does. But an interesting thing has happened.
Yeah.
He seems to have inspired...
copycats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imitators. And imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Really,
right?
It is. Yeah, it is.
So we've been getting calls from what we think are fake Adams.
Yes. Here, listen. Here's one.
Hey, guys, it's Adam.
Sounds like it. It's pretty good. It's a really great. Good impression.
Hey, guys, it's Adam. Just wondering, what's your favorite word between the two? Pecan or lozenge?
We talked about pecans the other day, or
yeah,
pecans.
They're pecans. Pecans. Like pecans. Yeah. We said what kind of psychopath calls right. them pecans.
Pecans.
And lozenges.
Yeah, we've been talking about for literal years.
So. Yeah.
But that's
Would
not
you
Adam.
Like a lozenge? Yeah.
It's not Adam.
No.
We know it's not.
Yes. This is, though. Yeah. This fraud right
Even
here.
Though this one says he's not
yep.
Adam.
Hey, Biggs and Barr. This is Manuel. Big fan of you guys. Thanks for coming to Ottawa. Listen, I've heard a couple of things on Shea about a countdown on Canada Day. Something about it being great. Anyway, I was hoping you could let me know more about that interesting and exciting programming feature. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys. Again, big fan.
Well, thanks, Manuel.
Yeah.
That was great.
Manuel.
Manuel must be talking about the Great Canadian Countdown. That,
right.
Y'all had the chance to vote on at Shea106.com. Yes, we will be counting down the best Canadian bands on Canada Day.
Yeah. Sometimes we're forgetful about talking about stuff happening on the station because we're having so much fun in this room.
Sure.
And Adam really wants us to...
No. That was Manuel.
Sorry, Manuel obviously clearly wants us to highlight this massive countdown that we're doing on Canada
It'll be
Day.
A fun thing to listen to.
It
you
will
know?
Be.
You can't go anywhere on Canada Day, so you know, go out and have a barbecue and have a few beers
sure.
in your own house and listen to Shea all day. Countdown some great Canadian.
And the whole, all the on-air staff is involved.
Yes.
I mean, Cosmo, Amy, us, everybody, TJ, the whole crew. So it's going to be a fun time. Thank you, Manuel, for pointing that out.
I hope. The Northern Pikes win as the best Canadian band.
Is that who you voted for?
Yeah, I voted for Northern Pikes.
Northern Pikes, did you?
Absolutely, yes.
I voted for Anne Murray, like a lot.
You did, eh?
Yeah, like a lot.
Yeah, because you could write in which ones you wanted to.
Sure, you could add.
Anne wasn't on the list.
No, I just kept sending Adam emails. I just
it makes
Anne
me
Murray.
Mad about Anne Murray is they call her Canada's songbird, but right. everyone knows it's Neil Young.
Is it Neil Young?
Yeah. Neil Young is definitely
I thought
Canada's
it was Rita.
Song. No.
Rita McNeil.
No.
So that's not Canada's songbird?
No.
She's dead.
Yeah, it's Neil Young.
You can still be Canada's songbird and be dead.
No, you can't.
I mean, no, you can't.
Former, maybe, but...
Yeah, you could say she was Canada's songbird, but she never was. It was always Neil Young.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Either none of those... Well, Neil Young, maybe, is on the countdown?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but the other is Rita. I don't think Rita McNeil is on the countdown.
We can't reveal who won.
And Murray. Hmm? Who won the whole thing?
We can't reveal.
No.
But I'm hoping it's the Northern Pikes.
Better be Blue Rodeo, I'm telling you.
Anyway, it's on Canada
you
Day.
Laugh.
You can listen all day, and it's going to be a fun time.
It will be.
And thanks to Manuel for reminding us.
You're the best, Manuel. can't wait to talk to you after the show today.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo! Text us! 762-555! Text the show! We'll text you back! No, we won't, but we'll answer fast!
When was the last time you got to tell someone I told you so?
Last night.
I generally don't do that.
Last night?
Last night.
What happened?
Well, my wife had bought what she thought were like thin chickens, like thin chicken breasts.
Okay. Because
she was gonna make some chicken parm. It's not a lie. And I looked in the fridge, I was like, oh, you got the fillets. I guess we're having tenders. She's like, no, that's what I got last time. I said, absolutely not. Those are fillets. It says right on it, I guess we're having tenders. She's like, no, that's what I got. And then when it came time to open up, she's like, oh.
Yeah.
I went, I told you so.
Did you?
I did not do that. No. I went, oh, geez, crazy.
Yeah, who would have guessed? Imagine
that.
You ever tried Gold Bond powder for chafing? Yeah, it's okay. It's a good reliever, but it doesn't work to stop it.
You guys have that much chafing in your lives, really?
No.
Anymore.
I never had any chafing.
Never, eh?
Never.
Feel blessed.
Yeah, maybe I've just never worked hard enough to...
that's possible.
To earn it. I mean, that's a very possible right there. would you eat a mac cheeseburger?
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. Like a mac and cheese on a burger? Sure, yeah, why not?
Yeah, would I try it? Sure, yeah. I would try lots of that. I love trying new things.
Have you ever tried hot sauce in your Caesar salad?
Yeah, I have.
Is it any good?
Not really.
No. Jamie, I know, would never, ever, ever perform such a sacrilegious act to a Caesar salad. Yeah. Never.
Like, no. I haven't put it on the salad, but I've been having salad on my plate with another item with hot sauce on the plate, and it's gotten mixed up, and I was like, yeah, that's not really good.
I've had a buffalo chicken Caesar.
Okay.
Kick rocks.
Yeah, that doesn't
honestly, like,
you know, would I try it? Sure, but it doesn't sound good.
That's not crazy.
If your boss Adam fought an actual badger, who would win?
The badger.
Rip his throat to pieces.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd have a real tough time fighting a badger with no weapon.
You would, I think. Yeah, all
anybody.
Of you. Yeah, let alone an uncoordinated kind of gorky guy like our boss.
Yeah. Now, if he was on his bicycle, he may be able to outrun it.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll give him that.
He better be for that price that he paid.
He loves his bicycle.
Here's one we kind of get all the time.
Yeah.
Have you used any or all three of the Kaboom songs in the commercials?
Oh, we have no idea.
We don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea. Nobody in this building knows.
It's there's an envelope sitting in between Chris and Jamie in a plexiglass case.
Yep.
And we don't know what the bands are.
We honestly do not. Like, that's not a radio shtick. Like, a lot of other stations will lie to you. We honestly do not know.
We've held it up to the light and everything. We can't see it.
They've blacked out the envelope, like when you get a paycheck or something like that.
Morning, guys. What's cooking this weekend?
What do you got on the grill, boys?
I don't know.
I hadn't decided yet.
I've done a ton of grilling this past week, so I'm kind of like, I might be grilled out for a few days.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll probably have some burgers.
I had burgers yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I might try some seafood.
Seafood on the grill, I like a nice salmon and like a tinfoil wrap there with some dill and lemon and stuff.
You like them on a cedar plank?
If I had a cedar plank, I might, yes, but I don't, no.
You got to soak them, right? You got to soak the planks first so they don't catch on fire.
You're three steps beyond anything I'm willing to do.
No, I know you are.
So,
you can buy them on cedar planks, though.
Chris barely takes the bones out.
Yeah,
Jason.
Whatever.
You can buy them, like, already ready to go.
Like, even the foil wrap with the lemon and dill, my wife does that. And then I just throw it on the grill.
Because
I would just throw the salmon straight on the grill. What do I care? Seed it. Get on with your day. What happened to me?
I don't know.
Because food, like the art of food, like I respect totally. Like, you know, cooking and being a good cook. But I just I've stopped caring. Like, wow, it's like whatever. Put it in my face. You know?
It's unfortunate, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's one of the few things I still enjoy. Like something that brings me like a sense of happiness at least at once a day.
It's like cooking it and making it and then eating it. It's good.
Yeah. I'm glad it brings you happiness, James.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes some days can suck. You know what I mean?
Right.
You put a nice, tasty...
It fixes everything,
food
right?
item in
it
your mouth? Not everything, but it makes you go,
Yeah, everybody's got to eat. You might as well enjoy it,
exactly.
Right?
What does it make you eat? Yeah. All right. I'm not saying I don't like the taste of the things. Yeah. I just... Hey.
What if it's not chicken parm, though? Then,
we're talking just chicken parm here, clearly.
That's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question. John.
Time now for Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto What? Auto
What?
Auto What?
Auto What? Our daily trivia contest. 5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass them back, but you got to get them all in time. We do not tell you whether they're right or wrong until the end. And your first answer for each question is the one that counts. We got Todd.
Yes. Yeah. Todd's on the phone.
Toddy.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, how you doing today? Good?
Doing good.
Bye. All right, buddy. You ready?
Ready.
Let's
All right, Todd, your time will begin after I read the first question.
Okay.
What U.S. state will you find America's oldest law enforcement agency?
Texas.
What two athletic qualities did Jack have to help him jump over the candlestick?
Pass.
What former Toronto Raptor announced his retirement from basketball yesterday?
Vince Carter.
What mode of transportation was patented on this day 201 years ago?
Train.
According to Grimm's fairy tale, who led the children out of Germany 736 years ago today?
Pass.
You're done. Yeah.
Ah, Todd, those are tough for today.
Yeah, Jamie did not softball those questions today.
All right, buddy.
He was very disappointed.
Yeah.
Let's go over Todd's answers. According to Grimm's fairy tale, who led the children out of Germany 736 years ago today?
Everybody knows this.
It's the Pied Piper.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was snakes. Wasn't the Pied Piper
snakes?
So
he saved the children from rats.
Right.
And they didn't pay him. So then he took or he saved the town from rats. They didn't pay him. So he took the kids.
Yeah.
What a terrible story.
And that's where paying the Piper
is. Another
came
German?
From.
Is that German? Is
yeah,
that German?
Yes.
They have the worst. Have you read all the German fairy tales?
Yeah, they're very scary.
They're horrendous.
Yeah. What mode of transportation was patented on this day 201 years ago? Todd said train. It was the bicycle.
The bicycle.
Oh.
What former Toronto Raptor announced his retirement from basketball yesterday? He said Vince Carter. He was right.
Yeah.
I thought Vince Carter retired 5 years ago. I had no idea.
We would have also accepted Vince Carter.
Yeah, Vince Carter.
Because that's
yeah.
one of the best nicknames of all time.
What two athletic qualities did Jack have to help him jump over the candlestick?
Nimble and quick.
Yes,
nimble and quick.
You were right. Todd was wrong.
Yeah.
He passed. And the U.S. state that you will find America's oldest law enforcement agency was indeed Texas.
The stars at night
home of the law.
Are big and bright.
Where, Daddy, where?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Any fan of Walker, Texas Ranger, should have known that because they're the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
Also a baseball team.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
Different group of people.
Tough batch today, James. Yeah. Well, not impossible. I mean,
no.
That was a good.
They
I don't
gettable.
Mind that crop. That was, yeah. that was a good crop.
Definitely gettable.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right.
I'm glad you guys liked it. That's what I strive for in life.
I could have sworn the Pied Piper it was snakes. Fall
I mean, that was
town.
In Ireland.
That was a different thing?
Different. Different Piper.
What was that one? Is it a different? Rowdy Rowdy Piper?
Yeah, that was Rowdy Rowdy Piper who led the snakes out of Ireland. Came all the way from
Still
Scotland.
Still the other Piper, I can think.
Yeah. Yeah. It was Rowdy Rowdy Piper. Yeah.
He did wear a kilt.
Yeah.
Rats. Exactly. It was rats.
Yeah.
It was rats?
Yeah. That's where paying the piper came from.
Okay.
You said that.
I didn't
that
know.
Has nothing
he
to do
didn't
with
acknowledge
the animals.
It. Well, it did because they didn't pay him.
Right.
For getting the rats
again,
out.
Again, I understand all of what you're saying. I thought it was snakes.
And he abducted the children.
I heard that too.
All of them.
Got kidnapping.
Them. Yeah.
That's where that came from.
And then he brought them to the forest and he fed them to the same lady that ate Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
It's basically how every German fairy tale is.
Yeah, basically.
And, yeah.
And also Little Red Riding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some children are getting eaten. Somewhere, things somehow. Get,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
had good times.
Learned a lot today.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
We have to talk about this. We had someone call the Dougie line, 613-216-3849. He doesn't like mashed potatoes.
Hey, guys. It's Steve, your friend, the Sunship guy, calling in with another unpopular opinion. I hate mashed potatoes. I think they're gross. Thoughts? What is topic? Let's talk about it. Bye.
First, so, Steve.
Yeah, we're not friends. First
no,
Steve.
We're not friends.
You like Sun Chips and you don't like mashed potatoes.
He's a chip truck driver.
Right.
Like delivers chips. Yeah. And he loves Sun Chips.
Well, he works for them. Like
it's crazy.
Chris and I, you know.
Probably steals a lot of them.
But
I'd rather eat drywall.
How on God's green earth can anyone not enjoy a nice plate of mashed potatoes? Do you remember we went to an event one time?
The buffet.
And there was a mashed potato bar. They set up like an ice cream bar with mashed potatoes and all sorts of toppings and gravy and stuff like that.
Bacon and cheese.
What you just asked me was as if we had been to heaven and I didn't remember.
It was.
Are you crazy?
In all honesty, one of the best nights of our lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
When we went to that event with a mashed potato bar. When events happen again, if the world doesn't end.
Yeah.
And you have an event, you should have a mashed potato bar.
First off, potatoes amazing on their own in any form and any shape. It's awesome. You mash them, easy to eat. You can use a spoon, fork, you can use a knife if you really have to.
Sure, you use your hand.
Secondly, you can build them in any shape you want.
Sure.
Oh, how much fun is that?
Who doesn't like mashed potatoes? I would venture a guess that Steve is the only person.
You make a boat, and then you can fill it
with
anything else you want.
Gravy boat.
Oh.
Put some corn, maybe some peas.
Some corn,
I like
some
peas
stuffing
in my mashed potatoes.
I'm going to get crazy here. I'm going to get crazy.
Oh, okay.
A little blue cheese, garlic. Oh,
I don't know if I
know.
That.
I know. I went on the limb. I'm sorry.
When I go to the Keg and you get their garlic mash, it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, good, yeah.
You know what makes me turn my head and raise an eyebrow? When I hear someone, I know it's very popular, they order the twice baked potato. It's kind of like a mash, right?
I do a nice mash, twice baked potato sometimes.
But I'm still like, get the mash.
Just get the garlic mash. What's wrong with you?
See, not even one person is calling us because everyone except
nobody's calling.
Steve.
Nobody's texting.
Loves mashed potatoes.
You put a poll on Facebook. How's it doing?
Oh, I didn't put it up.
Oh.
I said we should. And then I said we should do a lot of things and then don't do them.
Okay. Yeah, it's very often.
I'm sorry.
But like, I didn't think there was a point.
Because it would have been 100%.
Mm-hmm. Is there any more universally loved food? Like, people argue over different meats. People argue over different vegetables, desserts.
Yeah.
But everybody.
I don't think one person will call us. Oh, we got a call.
We do.
You've encouraged it, though. They're just going to say it now just to say it.
Good morning, Shay. Do you like mashed potatoes or no?
I do, but there was a point in my youth where they used to make me gag, so I didn't like them then, but I've since gotten over it.
Okay. Your brain won. Yeah.
Pardon
nice.
Me?
Your brain beat your throat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Logic, like, you know, right. How can you deny it?
Thanks for the call.
Jamie gags on everything.
Yeah, but not mashed potatoes.
Oh, God, I can eat the most amount.
Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey, I deliver Old Dutch chips, and I like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, there you go. You can be our friend.
Yeah.
What's your name?
You're our chip friend.
And you guys talk about crunch chips, like Dickies. Well, Old Dutch crunch chips are even crunchier and better.
I do like an Old Dutch crunchy chip. They are delicious.
You, sir, are our new official chip truck driving friend. You don't like sun chips, right?
No.
And you like mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like mashed potatoes, and I don't like sun chips.
All right. Thanks,
sir,
Frank.
If I had a daughter who wasn't already wed, I would wed you to her because you're perfect. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
All right, thanks, man.
She's probably like, I've seen what that guy looks like.
She's my stepdaughter.
She doesn't look like Chris.
Like me. You're fine.
Yeah. Got another call.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
How's it going?
Good. What were your feelings on this?
I love mashed potatoes.
There you go.
See?
Yeah.
You whip them up with a little bit of milk in there butter.
Yeah, uh-huh. Some salt.
Yeah. Salt and gravy. I could eat it for breakfast.
Yeah absolutely.
Sure. All day, every
mashed
day.
Mashed potatoes, even put some eggs on it, like anything, really.
Oh. Okay, you're going crazy now, but I'd try it.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what? Right. I'm in.
Thanks,
I'm in.
Man.
Thank you, sir.
This is a hot button issue.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We got mad phones.
Mad phones. Hi, good morning. What's how you feeling?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Shay 106, you gotta have, if you're having prime rib, you gotta have mashed potatoes with the gravy in.
You can't do it.
Absolutely.
You know, you make the little hole there and you fill it with the gravy, and that way if you have need a little extra, you can just put it over onto the roast beef.
Yeah.
Make a little river right down there.
Oh.
Right down Mashed Potato Mountain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, how long are we going to have people just continually agree with us?
We're doing research. Phones. We're doing research.
Okay. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Oh.
Hi, it's Shay.
Hey, Shay, I just wanted to call in and say I love mashed potatoes as well.
Damn right you do.
You yeah, and sun chips aren't too bad either. There. It depends. Maybe sometimes with a little bit of Subway, it's not too bad.
There you go.
Stop it. You were doing fine.
A big shout out to Blake Adams again. Broadband maintenance.
Blah, blah. That was for Blake.
Thanks, Blake.
Right. Every time someone says shout out. Wow.
I mean, I don't know how many calls we can take about
mashed potatoes. I think we're done.
Come on, let's take one more. There must be one person who doesn't like him. I don't think so.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Are you in or out on the mashed potatoes?
I'm in for sure, man. Yeah, mashed all the way. A little bit of butter, man, real butter. And I tell you, the crumbled crispy bacon.
Nothing
like it, man. We're all going to get fat together. What do you think?
We're already there. We're already there.
All right, go safe, guys.
All right.
You too.
All right, stay safe.
I got an idea.
Huh.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Mashed potato party. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
When everything gets
when
back
everything
to normal.
When we all can right. get back to normal and we don't, and if the world doesn't end, I think that we should have a mashed potato party and we have a mashed potato bar and we invite people and we can all savor the juiciest mashed potatoes ever.
Yeah. Mashed potato party, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to like rent out like the Canadian Tire Center. Well, there's so many people that'll want to come.
This one psychopath.
We might do it.
He's banned, by the way. Yeah. We got to get his picture.
Oh, the Sunchip guy?
Yeah, the Sunchip anti potato.
No, he still likes it.
Yeah, he still likes it.
He likes the show. He can like different things. Just because people are different doesn't mean we can't like them.
I like a lot of people that are different.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
All right,
I can also not like him.
No, that's true.
Yeah. That's my choice.
And you like him for his preferences. Or you don't like him for his preferences.
Right. I don't know about his personal life. He might be a lovely man, but he makes terrible decisions when it comes to his mouth.
All right.
Wow.
An instant answer question time coming up. Second 762-555. And we'll get started on planning this mashed potato party.
Not even kidding.
No.
We guarantee we will have a mashed potato party.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9.
On Shea 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Is it possible to prove that other people besides yourself have consciousness? Well, I mean, it would be pretty selfish to assume it was only you.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying. Like, how do you not know everything around you is just in your own brain? You know what I mean? Like,
it's deep.
Not in a coma or in some sort of dream state.
Well, they say that there's no true perception. There's no true you, right? Because everyone has a different perception, including yourself, of you. You know what I mean?
It's a different topic, but
no, I know. So, like, what's real?
Oh, jeez.
Man, I really liked it when we were talking about mashed potatoes.
Thoughts on garlic redskin mash? Yeah,
yes.
Delicious.
Yeah. Oh, there isn't a mashed potato. You mix, like, fecal matter into it. But, well, I mean, besides basic
food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Who came up with the instant answer question time song? Because I'd like to high five them in the face with a chair. Why you gotta be like that? You know, it's a nice partially sunny Friday. We're talking about mashed potato parties, and you gotta be violent with a chair.
Yeah. Well, it's.
It was Jamie.
It was peanut butter jelly time, and we just changed it to instant answer question time.
Yeah.
That's it. It runs for like 8 seconds. Get over it. Plus, you remember it, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
People just want to talk about potatoes.
Potato vodka. Yes, absolutely.
Potatoes. Do you prefer diesel or gas-powered vehicles?
Whatever one runs with very little maintenance. Like, I don't really care.
What simple thing could you change in your life that would improve it greatly? Sleeping more.
Yeah, I would. If I slept more, I would feel better.
I mean, I'm average 5 to 6 hours a night, and I'm starting to feel it now. Didn't feel it for a while, but now I have so much trouble staying awake while driving, which is good. That's not good. That is not good.
This is a statement I think I should read.
Sure.
My kids hate mashed potatoes so much, it's the strangest thing. They would rather walk away from dinner than eat them. You should give them up for adoption.
Trade them in. Get some better ones.
Don't have those children.
Those ones, well, shared there. They do have them. You mean?
No, like send them away.
Send them away. Yeah. Okay. Can Jason rename one of his chickens to Gloria Estehan?
Chickens are doing good.
Yeah.
They're getting much bigger. We take them out to the coop. And I don't even know which one is which. I know there are two different types of chickens. The red sex link.
Right.
And the...
they're the sexy ones.
Bard Plymouth Rock.
They're the tough ones.
And that's all I know. My wife seems to be able to pick out which one is which. I have no idea. Yeah.
Does the one still look like me? Can you at least say that? Okay.
It does. One still looks like you.
Not even mad.
We get this question a lot. So what happens if no one guesses the three bands on a boombox and nobody wins?
Nobody wins.
We give you 106 chances to do it. If you don't do it, you don't do it.
Yeah.
We'll reveal the real answer at the end, or the one that would have won. If nobody does, then that's it.
Now, we had suggested that if no one wins, that the three of us split the money.
Right.
Management said no.
No.
We're not going to do that.
The dump badger.
Yeah.
Wreck that idea. That's our boss, by the way, Adam.
Yeah, Adam.
He's here in the building, so I can't wait to have a chat with him after the show. Somebody said you should whip in an egg before you put buttermilk into your mashed potatoes.
Oh, I never thought of that.
It's just, where will there be sun chips at this mashed potato party?
No.
No. Banned. They should be banned.
These are not made with potatoes. potatoes?
So many potato questions.
Yeah, a lot of potatoes.
How about a wet mashed potato t-shirt contest? I don't know how you do that. Throw wet mashed potatoes.
Why would you waste potatoes and or gravy on something that you could see on the internet at the click of a button?
I don't... people that are still obsessed with seeing like a boob through a wet shirt are maybe the saddest bunch of folks ever.
Yeah.
Like in the history of humankind.
Unless Jamie is the one in the wet.
Right, yeah. His boobs?
Yeah.
Glorious.
If we had a gravy dunk tank. Oh
my God. Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Gravy dunk tank.
You know what? Man. You know what, fellas?
You can't complain.
No, you can't.
This
you
mashed can't. Potato party, when we eventually do it, is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Thanks, COVID, for putting the delay on the mashed potato party.
Well, you know, in all honesty, it'll give us a chance to do it right.
Yeah, you're right.
Because we'll have some time to do it.
Yeah.
I haven't been this excited about something in, I don't know, probably years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not eating for like a month ahead of the mashed potato party.
Oh, man. Then your stomach will shrink. You won't be able to eat enough.
Oh, oh good point. Just drink lots of water.
Okay.
Build it up.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, we out. So thanks for hanging out. TJ's up next. We promise you there'll be a potato party.
Yeah, we are actually, like, in all seriousness, we will leave the show today and start planning the potato party.
Yeah.
We will talk about the potato party so much to our promotions staff that they will hate us.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of their job. It's kind of our job, too.
Yeah, yeah. So but don't even worry about it.
Yeah, we got you, though. All right? We're talking, like, bands and every form of potato possible and every potato event we can think of. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure there's some sort of potato festivals out there in the world, but we will redefine what it means to love potatoes.
Absolutely.
And we kind of look like three potatoes, too, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, there couldn't be better ambassadors.
Yeah, you are what you eat. Right?
Yeah, you are. All right, play safe, everybody. Don't forget, it's next week, but the Canadian Countdown thing going down. Next chance to play, like we told you, is at noon for the Kaboom Box, and I think we're good, yeah?
We are great. Have a great weekend.
You too, boys. All right.
Peace.
We'll see you Monday. Ciao.
Shea 106 is the capital of rock.